Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis at support.greatdetectives.net. Thank you to Lauren for supporting the show that way. And you can also become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, we continue our series of Man Called X episodes without Ken Thurston. This episode actually features John Lund starring in it. I did actually play this for like a listener support special a few years back. And I'd forgotten that this would end up coinciding with the time that Lund was also playing Johnny Dollar. But it's only 1 week that Lund will be on, so I don't think it's too big of an issue. So let's go ahead and take a listen to this, the original air date, June the 1st, 1951, and the title is Stalin Plus 7.
The Man Called X, tonight starring John Lund, who is taking over during Herbert Marshall's illness. The Man Called X is a regular Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. John Lund in The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Here's a word from RCA Victor. Five in one. Five superb instruments in one great combination. That's what you get when you invest in RCA Victor's new television radio phonograph combination, the Rutland. Yes, here in one beautiful cabinet, you'll find big 17-inch RCA Victor million-proof television. Television that brings you clear, bright pictures. Steady pictures that are locked in place by RCA Victor's exclusive eyewitness picture synchronizer. You'll enjoy the latest and greatest RCA Victor AM and FM radio, plus two superb automatic record changers for recorded music at all three speeds. Yes, five superb instruments. Yet, because you pay for only one sound system, only one cabinet, their cost is far less than what you'd pay for comparable console instruments. So when you invest in a television set, insist on the best. Insist on RCA Victor Television. See and hear the Rutland and the many other fine RCA Victor television sets available now at your RCA Victor dealers. The news came over the press service teletypes early on a cheerful June morning. It was only one short paragraph in length, but its impact had immediate worldwide repercussions.
Dateline, Bucharest, Romania. Theodore Johnson, American businessman, arrested in Harsovia last week by Vladimir Boric of the Romanian Security Police, has confessed to being an American spy. Johnson's trial will be held in the People's Court in Bucharest 1 week from today.
And within 1 hour after the news broke, within the offices of the Bureau in New York City.
Something's got to be done about it, fast. Ted Johnson is as innocent as you are.
Sure, Bill, I know. But this involves the internal security of another country. It's not the Bureau's business.
Chief, it's the world's business. They forced that confession out of Johnson to whip up war hysteria against the United States.
I agree, Bill, I agree, 100%. But there's nothing we can do.
We can prove to the world that Johnson's innocent. By getting him out of Romania.
What?
You know, Ted Johnson's wife tried to call Ken Thurston. But Ken laid up, I took the call. She told me Ted was in Istanbul, Turkey, on business.
Bill, as long as you're working for the Bureau, you've got to stay out of it.
Chief, you ought to read your mail a little more carefully.
Huh? My mail?
Yeah. One of your agents has just resigned. A fellow by the name of Bill Pringle.
Bill, you...
I'll see you around, Chief. That is, if you ever get to Istanbul.
Believe me, Mr. Rex. I mean, Mr. Pringle. You're one plenty smart cook. You're taking me along. Nothing I don't know about that Istanbul place.
All right, Pagan. How about digging out the characters who handled the underground escape route from Romania?
That's a cinch. When it comes to the underground,
Yeah. There's an underground escape route in every country behind the Iron Curtain. For people who'd like a taste of liberty for a change. I want you to find out how they get out of Romania and into Turkey.
Oh, believe me, Mr. Pringle, it's as good as did. I got friends who'll tell me anything. For a slight consideration, of course. Oh, shall we say, $100?
Okay.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't consider it for a penny less. You mean you'll pay?
Sure.
Well, okay. Okay. But why do you want to know about this escape route? We're not coming out of Romania.
That's right, Pagan. We're going in.
Could not have come to a more perfect, a more wonderful person with whom to discuss your difficulties, my darling, Mr. Pringle. I am Baron Laszlo Tagore at your service.
I'm glad to know you, Baron.
But of course, why should you not be? Now, why is it you have come to visit the magnificent Baron Tagore?
Well,
I do so hope that it has something to do with money, my dear Pringle. I simply adore money. It has so many uses, you know.
Baron, I want to talk to you about Ted Johnson. I understand he was doing business with you here in Istanbul.
Ah, yes. Darling Mr. Johnson, what a ghastly thing to happen. So unfortunate, so sad, and so unremunerative to me.
What really happened, Tagore?
He was inconsiderate enough to have himself seized by the Romanian security police before concluding our affairs. I had not made a profit of even a single piastre out of him. It was really terribly inconsiderate.
Yeah, very. How did it happen he was arrested in Romania when his business was with you here in Turkey?
My darling Pringle, all I know is that Mr. Johnson came to me regarding certain silks and perfumes he wished to purchase. I would have made a huge profit on the transaction, but then, before giving me a check, poof, he vanished. So, we have disposed now of Mr. Johnson.
Tagore, we haven't disposed of anything. Now, look here.
Oh, how sweet of you to be so forceful. But you must realize that he will go on trial in Bucharest, confess his crimes in court, and be hanged.
Just as simple as that.
But of course, there is nothing anyone can do for him now. Not even the magnificent Baron Tagore. Please remember that, darling.
That's right, Mr. Pringle. If you want any dope about people escaping from Romania, the place to go is the Konaksim Cafe down at the docks, at table number 53.
Konaksim Cafe, table 53. Then what?
It's simple. Tell whoever sits down with you that you want to go fishing.
So, you are interested in fishing, Mr. Pringle?
That's right, Miss...
Call me Sarja.
Okay, Sarja. Right now, I'm looking for a guide. Know of any?
Well, there are all kinds of guides, Mr. Pringle. What kind of a catch are you after?
Oh, a big one.
Oh.
Like the one they landed near Harsovia last week. Name of Johnson.
The catching of such a prize is up to the fisherman. All that the owner of a boat can do is take him to the proper fishing grounds.
Well?
I will have my own boat ready to leave in half an hour. We are arriving at our destination, Mr. Pringle.
Arriving? I don't see nothing out there in the darkness, but darkness.
The Romanian coast, are you?
Yes, 13 kilometers southeast of Constanța. The coastline here is deserted. You should have little difficulty in making your way to the railroad.
Good.
The Constanța-Bucharest Express leaves at 9 in the morning.
All right.
From then on, it will be up to you.
Well, thanks for everything, Sonia.
No thanks are necessary. Just leave the boat at once. We are in constant danger every minute we remain here.
Sure. Come on, Fagan.
Oh, look, Mr. Pringle. Why don't I just give you a letter to my cousin Vasily in Bucharest?
Oh, come on.
Okay, okay. Gosh, only a fellow could catch his death of wet feet doing things like this. Oh. Well, I hope you're satisfied now. There goes that luscious cookie Saria with the boat. Oh, we've jumped right into the frying pan.
Hold it, Pega.
Huh?
Somebody moving in that brush over there.
You there! Up! Up, I say, in the name of the people's government!
Shut up. He thinks we're over there. Let's get going.
This is Vladimir Bolek of the security police. I command you to halt at once.
Security police?
Yeah. Somebody must have tipped him off. Now they'll be on our tail all the way to Bucharest.
Oh, I should have my head examined coming along with you this way. How long do we have to stay on that board of this rattletrap train anyways?
We'll be in Bucharest in a few minutes.
So we'll be in Bucharest. So what? It'll only make it easier for that Vladimir Borek to latch on to us.
Not if we can get to Mikhail Andescu first.
Huh? Mikhail Andescu? Who is he?
Ken Thurston and I worked with him in the resistance during the war.
Now, what's a friend of yours doing behind Iron Curtain?
The same thing he was doing then. If there's a prayer of saving Ted Johnson's neck, he'll know the people who can help us.
Oh, so who cares? Can they help us save my neck?
Good afternoon, comrades. As loyal patriots of the People's Republic of Romania, I know you will not mind sharing your compartment with a brother.
A brother?
Why, not at all. Come in.
Thank you. I would not trouble you this way, but I understand that two enemies of the state are traveling with us today.
Oh, I hadn't heard about this. What's going on?
Oh, there is nothing to fear. Naturally, those of us whose identification papers are in perfect order have nothing to be concerned about. Oh, but your pardon for not having introduced myself earlier. I am Vladimir Borek, head of the security police.
Security?
Of course. Two such loyal subjects of our great republic do not mind the slight inconvenience of showing me your identification. Merely a matter of routine, you understand?
Sure. I'll be glad to, Comrade Borek. I have my papers right here.
Oh. What did you want to conk him for? Now he'll be sore on us. And I'll bet he's got plenty of stooges aboard with him.
That's right. So, come on, out this window, Pagan. Huh? Fast. While we still got a chance to find Andescu.
You sure this is that Andescu's house, Mr. Pringle?
They haven't taken it away from him, it is.
Huh. But there's nobody's answering. Oh, he must have gone to a movie or something. He must have pulled.
Welcome, my darling Mr. Pringle. Welcome to Bucharest.
Tagore.
But of course, my dear person. Oh, what a wonderful pleasure it must be for you to see here the magnificent Baron Tagore.
Skip it, Baron. Where's Andescu?
Oh, yes, the poor, unfortunate Mikhail Andescu.
Where is he?
He was most indiscreet. How stupid of him to allow himself to be executed by the security police.
Executed?
Ah, but do not be sad. Is not the magnificent Baron Tagore here to greet you instead? And that must be most reassuring to you, is it not, my darling?
We will continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. Every day you hear more and more about an incredibly fast way to relieve the pains of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. It's Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Now, the reason Aniston is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Aniston is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Aniston contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Aniston tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Aniston brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Aniston, A-N-A-C-I-N. Aniston in handy boxes of 12 and 30. Economical family size bottles of 50 and 100. Ask for Aniston at any drug counter. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X. Tonight, starring John Lund with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. Bill Pringle has secretly entered Bucharest in an effort to rescue Ted Johnson, who is being held for trial as an American spy at the home of Mikhail Andescu, a member of the underground. They are greeted, however, by Baron Laszlo Tagore, former business associate of Johnson's, who tells them Andescu has been executed by the security police.
Yes, my dear gentlemen, it was most thoughtless of Mikhail to disappoint you this way. But Baron Tagore shall do his magnificent best to make you feel at home. Please, sir, enter and accept my hospitality.
All right, Tagore. Now, what's the pitch?
How sweet of you to ask, my dear Pringle, but there is no one I would rather speak about more than myself. First, however, I should like you to meet some of my friends. This is Anton Barshak.
Gentlemen.
And here we have the taciturn Leonid. And as for the last member of this most distinguished gathering...
Look, it's...
Yeah. How did you get here so fast, Sarya?
When Vladimir Borek's men attacked you at the landing place, I ran to Laszlo. He flew from Istanbul, picked me up, and we continued here to Bucharest.
Are you not most magnificently pleased, my dear Pringle?
Yeah. I'm beginning to think I am, Tagore. Maybe Andescu is gone, but looks like he left a pretty good organization behind him.
Yes. We helped you get into Romania, Mr. Pringle. We'll help you to get out.
With Ted Johnson?
What a superfluous question, my dear boy. But of course with darling Mr. Johnson.
That is where Johnson's trial will be held, Bill. In the People's Court, Stalinplatz 7.
Stalinplatz 7, huh? Looks more like a fortress than a court building.
It is. The headquarters of the security police are there. And it is where Johnson is being held prisoner.
Have you learned the name of the trial judge?
But of course, my dear Pringle. He is one Andras Prinkipo, known to his most flattering enemies as the Butcher.
Prinkipo?
Unfortunately, we have been able to ascertain nothing detrimental about his service to the state.
Maybe not, but there's always Pagan's cousin, Vasily.
Oh, but how would our dear Mr. Zellschmidt's cousin help us in this matter?
If Prinkipo has ever been mixed up with anything crooked in Romania, you can bet your life a Zellschmidt will know about it.
We are here, my friend. Stalinplatz 7.
Good. It's now 10:15. The trial started. Pagan, a few minutes before they recess, at 11:55, have the car at the side entrance.
Huh?
It's your neck if you don't.
I'll be there, Mr. Pringle.
Well, how about it, Laszlo? Everything straight in your mind?
My beloved friend, I can already see the pained look upon poor, dear Judge Principo's face when he enters his chambers after a trying morning upon the bench. Not even.
All right. Let's go in.
I can now fully appreciate the wonderful enjoyment experienced by the man in the circus who places his head into the mouth of the lion. The Baron Tagore shall be forever indebted to you.
I'll take a rain check on that, Laszlo. Where are Prinkipo's chambers?
That door with the security police guard standing in front of it. Needless to say, I'm quite relieved to see that he is one of our men.
Mm. Where's the side entrance?
In the short corridor that runs to the left.
Good. We should be able to...
What is it, my friend?
Look, that woman leaving those offices up ahead.
Hmm?
Isn't she... Oh, I lost her in the crowd around that corner.
As much as it pains me, my darling Pringle, need I remind you that this is a time for affairs of action, not of the heart.
Whose officers are they?
The den of that most vicious of all the Romanian foxes, Vladimir Borek. Surely you do not wish to visit him at a time like this.
No, no. Just wondering why Sarya would want to visit him.
What? You believe that woman you saw was... Oh, no, my beloved friend. Sarya is making our final arrangements at the airport. You are mistaken.
You better be right, Laszlo, because if you're not... Well, it's too late now. Let's go into the courtroom.
You admit then, prisoner, that you are guilty of the crimes against the state with which you have been charged.
I do.
You confess them freely of your own volition, without duress.
I confess them freely.
Very well. The accused will please state in his own words the actions that led to his arrest upon those charges.
I, Theodore Johnson, a citizen of the United States, was officially assigned the task by my government of entering secretly into Romania. My objective was to perform acts of sabotage against the People's Republic and to learn what military and state secrets I could.
Incredible. Even to me, it is incredible.
I've seen them do it before. They make zombies out of their political prisoners. They always...
What is it?
Vladimir Borek. Going up to the bench. Talking to Principo.
The fox and the butcher failing to observe the rigid protocol of the People's Court? A paradox, my beloved friend, is it not?
Well, they wouldn't be doing it unless there was a pretty strong reason. Start heading for the door.
The proceedings of the People's Court in the matter of the American spy Theodore Johnson will now be recessed. Remove the prisoner.
Come on, let's get out.
Yes, sir. Frankly, you know, it is most distressing to me to be involved in such an undignified flight, but apparently your eyesight is keener than my sense of suspicion. That woman you saw leaving Borek's office...
Yeah, she was Sarya, and she sold us out.
Of course Sarya sold them up, Principo. Why are you so surprised? Did she not paint Johnson for us so we could use him for our propaganda purposes?
But my dear comrade Borek, it all seems so incredible. A plot to kidnap me, to obtain the release of the American. How did they intend to carry out this fantastic plan?
They had not informed Sarya of the details. That is why I made you halt the proceedings so abruptly. Here in your chambers, under my personal protection, you will be quite safe.
Don't be too sure, Borek.
What?
Comrade Borek, this man...
Pringle.
Yes, my darling comrade Borek. And you would be most foolish to attempt to reach for any weapons. This one of mine is equipped with a delicious silencing mechanism.
You cannot frighten Vladimir Borek. My men have this building surrounded. Without official passes, you will never leave here alive.
Thanks for the advice. We'll follow it. After we get through with Principo.
With me, comrades? What is it you wish with me?
Your signature in this custodial release of Theodore Johnson.
Release?
It orders Johnson to be placed in your custody for further questioning before the trial resumes. Sign it.
But...
Sign nothing, Principo. They cannot get away with this.
Do you wish to know something, my darling boy? Your voice is beginning to irritate me. As much as I detest violence, I'm afraid I must be...
Oh, comrades, please!
All right, Principo. The release. Sign it.
No. I will sign nothing.
You should have thought of that in November of 49.
November 49?
Yeah. Ever hear of a man by the name of Vasily Zellschmidt?
Oh, Zellschmidt. What has he got to do with this?
He had plenty to do with you. And a black market operation in roller bearings. Maybe you'd like to explain to the Politburo how they wound up in Yugoslavia instead of the Romanian factories they were intended for.
I don't know what you're referring
to. There's another little item. June 1950. A shipment of industrial diamonds.
No.
That turned up in Western Germany instead of Russia. Does the Kremlin know what happened to your bank balance about that time?
You have no proof.
We've got a lot more proof than you have against Ted Johnson. The security police found a way to make him confess. I don't think they'll have too tough a job with you. Well?
All right. I will sign.
I
Help him into the car, Pagan.
I've got him.
You're next, Principo.
What are you issuing with me now? What?
You're going to be our official passport out of Romania. Get in.
Oh!
Laszlo?
Yes, my beloved friend.
Good. All right, let's head for the airport, fast. Plane's all ready for us?
Yes, it is, however, a Russian-built Tupolev 70. Perhaps I should have inquired earlier as to whether or not you can fly it without me.
It's their copy of our own C-47. I can fly it.
Oh, sure, sure. Only how do we get past all the guards out there in that airport?
The same way we got out of Stalin Plot 7, Principo. He's got the authority. And when it comes to using it or getting purged, we'll get past those guards.
We've been flying for hours already. When do we get to Turkey anyways?
We'll get there, Pagan.
But I don't like this flying in the clouds all the time. We could bump into something or something.
We'd bump into a lot more if we flew above them. According to the radio, every fighter plane in Romania is up looking for us.
Don't say things like that. You give my goose pimples. Maybe I should have stayed in Bucharest with that Baron Tagore. Hey! Hey, look! We're out of the clouds.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the Black Sea. And that's Turkey, dead ahead.
Oh, Turkey. Oh, will I ever be glad to get down on solid firma. Ah, well, I guess we can relax now, eh?
Not quite.
Huh?
Look back, up there to the left.
Those planes, they're diving down on us.
Yeah, two jet fighters, Russian-built MiGs.
Ooh, we gotta do something.
Try hanging onto your hat. The first one's making his pass now.
Ooh, ooh. I'm dead.
Not yet, Pagan. Give the second one a chance.
Oh, that did it. That did it.
Oh, relax, you idiot. They just hit our engines.
They were going to crash up into the Black Sea.
That's what I hope those MiGs will think. Then maybe they'll... Hey, yeah. They're heading back to Romania.
Hey, you mean we're not going to crash?
I'm going to try for a landing. Beside that Turkish destroyer down there. If we can make it.
Well, what do you know? We made it.
Yeah. Looks like it, Pagan. And that destroyer will pick us up in a minute.
Look. Look that Mr. Johnson slept all through it. Oh, the poor guy. Boy, what they did do to him there in Bigomania.
Yeah. But he'll be all right once we get him back to the States. Too bad we can't say the same about the others.
Huh? What others?
The millions who are still behind the Iron Curtain. Prisoners of their people's republics. Drugged by propaganda, tortured by their fears of the secret police. I wonder how long it'll take to make them well again.
Now, here to tell you about next week's program is our star for tonight, Mr. John Lund.
As Herbert Marshall would say, thanks for being with us. Oh, and by the way, my thanks to Will Wright, Lillian Baeff, Parley Bear, Frank Gerstel, Stephen Garay, Lamont Johnson, and, of course, Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. Next week, Ken Thurston tangles with a grain black market in India. That's right, Mr. X himself, because next week, Herbert Marshall will be with you again. So join him, won't you? When he returns as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is the Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. The Man Called X is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music by Milton Charles. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. John Lund may now be seen in the Paramount production of The Mating Season. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to hear The Magnificent Montague with Monty Woolley, formerly heard on Friday, now brought to you as a Saturday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, same time and station, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. William Bendix stars in The Life of Riley. Enjoy it on NBC.
Welcome back. I like what they did in this episode with Bill Pringle. You know, we've had conversations in the past about whether Ken Thurston actually answers to anybody. And what we did see in this episode is not every agent in the Bureau gets the same leeway as Ken Thurston. If Ken Thurston was there and he decided, I want to go ahead and do an off-the-book mission to get this guy out from behind the Iron Curtain, the chief would have let him go ahead and take a leave of absence, and it would have been in an entire, you know, the secretary will deny all knowledge of your actions sort of operation. In fact, the chief's hinted at least once or twice for Thurston to take those sort of actions where the agency is not officially involved. Bill Pringle is not at that level, so he has to resign in order to undertake this operation. So this illustrates that Thurston kind of stands above your typical agent because of his experience, because of his judgment, because of all that he has accomplished. He has great leeway with deciding what missions he's going on. He has great leeway to go on unofficial missions that are not actually sanctioned without any sort of repercussions, as long as he doesn't get caught. I think if Bill Pringle could have acted like Ken Thurston, it would have lessened the impact of The Man Called X. Now, one other thing I would add regarding the stand that the Bureau does not have a stake in this. That may very well be, but what we had in this story was a country behind the Iron Curtain taking a U.S. citizen, torturing him, and or putting him under the influence of drugs to make him comply in order to coerce a confession that will be used to harm the United States standing and reputation. You know, if the Bureau doesn't have any reason to get involved in that, it does seem there ought to be some agency of the U.S. government that might take a little bit of a concern with that sort of situation. Lund does a really good job in this. I think this is just a good, solid action piece. And he leads with that throughout. And just, you know, he hits all of his marks perfectly. And even at the end, you know, I continue to think that Thurston's speeches should only be delivered by Ken Thurston, but the way he delivered the closing line didn't quite seem as much as a speech. Also, love the Baron. Just such a fun character. Probably one of the most enjoyable one-off characters we've heard on The Man Called X. Well, now it's time to thank our Patreon supporter of the day, and I want to go ahead and thank Jim. Jim has been one of our Patreon supporters since January 2019, currently supporting the program at the Detective Sergeant level of $7.14 or more per month. Again, thanks so much for your support, Jim. And that will do it for today. If you are enjoying this podcast, please rate and review it wherever you're downloading your podcast from. But join us back here next Wednesday for another episode of The Man Called X. And then be with us tomorrow for Philo Vance, where...
Oh, there you two.
Oh, hello, Mr. Markham.
Come in, Doris.
Welcome, Markham. And an extra special welcome to your lovely companion.
Miss Jane L., may I present Philo Vance and Ellen Deary.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Janelle. How do you do? Come into my private office, Markham.
Thanks, we will. Come along, Miss Jane L.
Go right in, Miss Deary.
Thank you.
Markham.
Thanks.
Oh, Miss Deary.
Yes, Mr. Vance.
You should have made that wager. I've never been further off base in my life.
Now he tells me.
Well, I'm delighted to see you, Markham. And I hope I know why you're here.
Well, I'm not sure myself whether I should have come, Vance. This isn't exactly in your line.
I'm a private investigator. What's the trouble? Isn't this private?
Yes, it most certainly is. Vance, Doris Janelle is the star of the play at the King's Theatre.
Let me tell him, Mr. Markham, please.
By all means.
Mr. Vance, I received this note this afternoon. It worried me. I brought it to the district attorney's office because I thought that was the thing to do. Here it is. Will you read it, please?
You read it to me, Miss Deary. What does it say besides threatening you with death?
But you haven't seen it yet. How did you know?
You're upset, Miss Deary. Nothing else would account for it. What else does it say?
It says, if you play your role in the theater tomorrow night, you will be dead before morning. And that's all, Mr. Vance.
That's enough, I'd say. So the note threatens you if you go on tomorrow night, not tonight. Might be the work of a crank, but I don't think we can afford to take that chance.
I can't, I'll tell you that.
Do something for me, Miss Deary. If you receive any further communication, please mention it to no one. Now, that's important. I imagine you are not going on tomorrow night.
Mighty good imagining, Mr. Vance. I definitely am not. I don't mind taking chances, but when I do, I just as soon it cost me money if I lose. Not my life.
I hope you'll be listening. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.